This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find us on the Internet. And if you want to call 844-551-8255. Glad you're with us today. So lots to talk about. I was thinking about this, and I don't mean this in a joking way, but should a man with brain damage be in the Senate? There's a rumor that, and, you know, theory, I should say, that McCain changed his vote on Obamacare because he's got brain damage. And he obviously does have brain damage. Now, I know all leftists have brain damage. I'm not even joking when I tell you that there's something twisted in the mind of a leftist, whether it's physical damage or it's mental damage done through years of indoctrination. It's brain damage. The only way you can think like a leftist is to have a damaged brain. Now, people may get mad at me for saying that. I don't give a crap. People may say, Kevin, it's hyperbole. You're over the top. No, I'm not. Look, I've explained this in a thousand ways. I get bored talking about it, but how can you tell me that an influx of illegals coming into your country is good for you, or allowing refugees who want to kill you, who are actually demonstrating that they want to kill you and change the laws of your land, is good for you when you are the most multicultural person, you know, group or country on the planet? And as far as immigration goes, as I say, look at the microcosm. Do you want to come home and see people sitting in your living room eating your food that you don't know? The answer is no. But we can do that for the country, so they can come and sit in the middle of America somewhere and eat somebody's crop or go through somebody's land and poach their cattle or whatever, and it's okay? Of course not. It makes no sense whatsoever. A tax policy that takes more money from people than they actually earn, the government getting more. If I came to you and said you went out and you got yourself a burger, and I walked up and took 50% of your burger and walked away, we would have to fight. You would want to kick my butt, and rightfully so. So there's nothing that these people do. There's nothing that they say that makes sense. Oh, we have to help black people by dumbing them down. Let's change the rules and make black people stupid. So about when they get into the real world, they're even more stupid. And, of course, we blacks, I'm talking about leftists, we back it up. We prove just how stupid we can be by having more babies out of wedlock than anybody else, by killing more babies than anybody else, by being less employable than any other group because we're bellyaching all the time about what's going on in the world against us. It is the very policies that most of these black idiots vote for that get blacks into the situation that they're in today. And somebody wants to make sense out of this. You cannot make sense of anything liberals do. Oh, Kevin, it comes from such a good place. Well, good for them for having, you know, some core value that says, I want to be a good person. Well, just wanting to be a good person and demonstrating it are two very different things. So, brain damage, I get it. But McCain has actual brain damage. And he's voting on legislation. Shouldn't we disqualify that? I mean, look, how many other secrets are being held in D.C. of brain damage? And God forbid we actually know why these people vote the way they vote, given their peccadilloes and their idiosyncrasies and their vices. How are these people being held hostage? I would like a clean slate. And you know what I'd like? I'd like for these people to come clean on, hey, I used to, you know, have 15 wives or whatever. Come clean, because then you aren't held hostage by it. Somebody says, well, you know, old Joe Blow there has a, you know, whatever. I don't know. As long as your propensity isn't something that harms children or other people, if it's consensual crap, I don't care, man. I just want you to legislate per the people. That's what the founding fathers did. They said, you know what? We know we like slavery. It's kind of a cool thing to be able to tell somebody to do something and they go do it without even so much as I can't even tell my kids to go do something else. I'm like, oof, giving me a look. I'm like, boy, I'll whoop your head. You better go do what I told you. Okay, dear. But I mean, it's nice to be able to boss people around. Anybody that tells you it's not true is a liar. Or they've never bossed anybody around. To be able to tell somebody to do something and know you're not going to get any lip, Lord, put me in that category. I will be in that line. You can't ask anybody for anything these days without them giving you a cross-eyed look. Like, what you told me? I ain't going to do it for you. So, you know, but the founding fathers wrote that out. Look, they were flawed people. Bankrupt and probably cattle thieves. I don't know what else they did, but and certainly owning people, that was a bad thing. But they decided, you know what, we're not going to indulge ourselves. We have a Congress and we have a group of politicians across the board who will indulge themselves, and they let all their little peccadillos hold them hostage. And so we've got these people that are suffering from maladies one way or the other, because you are brain damaged if you can't fess up to who you are. And that's what the problem is with leftists. That's what makes them so brain damaged. They don't want to own, you know, as we say, handle your scandal. They don't want to own it. I'm not telling you that you want to put everything that you have out in public. I get why people say this is a private matter. I understand that. But you can't let that private matter dictate what people do to you. And that's, let me tell you, that's freeing, that's liberating, because anybody that goes, well, I'm going to go say this about you, you go say it. I'm willing to own it. And you have to be willing to lose everything. You know, oh, like right now, Eric Bolling of Fox, some chick said, oh, Eric did this to me or whatever. I know Eric Bolling. And I'll tell you something, Eric Bolling's wife she's top notch. She is spectacular. She's beautiful. And I've seen them together on more than one occasion, and it is not fake in terms of their, you know, what they have for each other. And somebody, oh, Eric Bolling this. You know why they're doing that? Because Eric's got a show. And what I can tell you about him is he's not going to give in. He's not going to, you know, they're doing this to everybody. Look at what happened with Charles Payne and Scottie Neal Hughes, that, you know, piece of crap. So I'm just telling you, folks, we have to have politicians. We need people that are disseminating information to us. We have to believe in them in the sense that, you know what, whatever my issue is, I'm going to give you the right advice. It doesn't mean I have to follow it. It doesn't mean I'm living it necessarily. That's what makes us all, you know, so beholden to the higher power, that there's something out there driving us for better. Holy cow, man. But brain damage, making decisions about your life? Well, it's not just McCain. I hate to tell you this. It's been a whole series of Congress people for the last few decades who are brain damaged, and they're ruling your life, and it shouldn't be that way. We got a lot to talk about today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-912-9369. That's 800-912-9369. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-912-9369.
Radio show.
Everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, I talked about Serena Williams the other day, and I got it wrong. I did. I'm ready to admit it. My mea culpa, my fake news media. I said that somebody made a comment about Serena Williams, and they said something along the lines that now that she's had a baby, she's a real woman. As it turned out, Serena Williams made that comment. I only looked at the headline, and I didn't look at it closely, apparently, so I missed it. But the story's still true. Here's the thing. The left went crazy over Serena Williams saying, "I finally feel like a real woman." And rightfully so, she had a baby. Up until that point, what do you think Serena identified as? She identified as a daughter. She identified as a sister. She identified as a tennis player. But she didn't identify as a mom. She didn't feel like, and I'm sure she identified as a woman. Don't misunderstand me. You know, she knows who she is. She's dating guys. It isn't like, I mean, Serena's buff. Like I said, she's an athlete, built like an athlete. But that wasn't the thing. Serena is all woman, but she didn't feel that way until she satisfied that thing inside of her. Now, as I said the other day, I ache for women who want to have babies and cannot for whatever reason. I really do. And as a man who can't have a baby, I mean, who, you know, we don't have babies, you know, the only way we can feel it is obviously if we can't father a child. But I don't know if it's the same feeling that a woman has, because, you know, a woman carries that baby. That's a feeling. No matter if I father a child or I adopt a child, I can still feel like a father. And I'm not saying moms that adopt children don't as well. And I'm not trying to make those kinds of distinctions. I know you guys get the point. It's only the leftists who are going to try to parse my words here. But to carry that child inside of you is uniquely woman. And so that's the thing that I think a lot of women miss. So here's Serena. She comes out and she says, I finally feel like a woman. It solidifies in me that feeling of that motherhood, that thing that I've been missing all my life, that thing that so many people take for granted. And when you think about the number of babies who are killed, right, by abortion, and you find one woman who cannot have a child and wants to carry that child, It's disturbing. And Serena, who's obviously ethnically black, she's of a ethnicity, as am I, where we kill our babies in more numbers than anybody else because of the system. The system wants us to kill our children. So Serena celebrates womanhood. She celebrates motherhood. And the left can't stand it. I want you to understand the mentality you have to be in to be mad that a woman as accomplished as Serena Williams, that has been such a representative of women, a representative of black women, a representative of blacks, an accomplished athlete, and all the other things. She is the Oprah Winfrey of tennis. And the left are mad at her because she doesn't toe the line. She doesn't say, well, what's the big deal about having a baby? That's just a baby. I'm bringing in another black baby to the world. Who cares? And they're mad at her. Think about that. Think about the ramifications, the mindset of a group of people who would denigrate her. And I don't know what they expected her to say. You know, I've always known that I was a woman, but now my baby validates me. What do they expect her to say? But she's excited. She's ecstatic. She finally feels. And here's the thing that they're mad about. Mostly, you know, let me just break it down for you. Serena has tapped into that emotional content that they hope no woman ever gets to when they think about what they've just done. The magic of what she just did. Forget all her victories, her Grand Slam titles, all the other things, the accolades, the trophies. I have a friend that works on her watch. She had a $350,000 watch on her arm, and my buddy, you know, has to repair it from time to time. You know, they bring them in for warranty. It was a gift from what I was told. But that watch is nothing in comparison to Serena Williams' baby. And what she's emoting, what leftists hate, is that women all around the world will pay attention to her as she emotes what this baby means, how it impacts her life. It's something deeper than anything leftism wants you to feel. Leftism wants you to feel things about your money, about your career, about women's rights and empowerment and all these other things. And you know what Serena Williams is saying in that one little statement that she made? She's saying, I feel more empowered than I've ever felt in my life. Take all these accomplishments and roll them into one, and they don't compare to what I did giving birth to a child with a person that I love. And that vexes the left more than you can imagine. See, they thought they taught her better. She's been indoctrinated. The problem is, she hasn't been. And what we should be tapping into is why hasn't Serena Williams? I mean, we're talking Serena. She's a girl from Compton. This is a Maxine Waters girl, right? That's her person. So how does Serena? What's this Serena again? How does Serena Williams escape this? She's a product of one of the worst areas you could grow up in America. Got, you know, her dad's a little loony, but you know what he did? He took those girls out to the tennis court. He made them champions. And they were probably in public school, but what were they around to make her understand that? What were the real influences? Tennis coaches. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think the tennis group of people are an amazing group of people. It's like me with golf. The people I meet on a golf course, for the most part, are really nice folks. You don't meet very many murderers and rapists and things like that on a golf course or on a tennis court. I'm not saying people can't be bad people to do these sports. I'm just saying, but football versus golf. You know, who would you rather your daughter marry, a football player or a golfer? You get what I'm saying? And don't be bringing up Tiger Woods. I know. Don't even go there. Because even with Tiger Woods' shenanigans, you'd still probably rather that your daughter marry Tiger Woods than marry, say, I don't know, Ray Lewis. Or Ray, what's his name, to beat his girlfriend up in the elevator. That. You know what I'm saying. So all I'm getting at is Serena Williams had all these influences that could have made her not tap into this thing of motherhood and what she's talking about. And you know what? It couldn't overpower that. See, that's a thing when God puts that little seed inside of you. And it's just difficult for people to say, you know, to fight that. And the left hate that because what she said about a child making her feel like a woman. I feel like a woman. And I'm not, it sounds like, what's that song? I feel like a, but that feeling is too powerful for even leftism to win over. And if we capture that, we can show young ladies that that's what you're really about. It's not about these trophies and these things that the left wants you to believe you're about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. and you hate you, get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies, stopping the inflammation they create, and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Story for you guys. Yikes. The left are cray-cray. They are crazy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, I'm a big fan of Sebastian Gorka. Met the man. The dude is huge. He's big. Big head, big hand. Big. I mean, just takes up a lot of space. And he's got this big, booming voice. And unlike most of the academics and the guys that carry and women that have PhDs and blankety-blank or whatever, I actually respect this guy's doctorate, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He's special assistant to President Trump, and he's talking about, he's on MSNBC, and he's asked the question of how are you going to thwart terror in America and in the world? And Gorka gives a brilliant answer. I'm going to play the clip here in a second, but this answer is brilliant. And yet, the MSNBC host, there are two hosts, Velshi and Stephanie Rule, Ali Velshi and Stephanie Rule. And what cracks me up most about these two is you have an expert who gives you the answer, and you say, but. It's like my mechanic saying to me, well, Kevin, let me explain to you what's happening with your vehicle. This clacking sound you're hearing is your valve hitting against the wall, it blah, blah, blah. And I go, yeah, but could it also be my tires? I mean, it literally is that stupid. And I'm going to play the clip in a second because I want you to hear this. And I want to dissect it because it goes to show you just how crazy the left is. Guys, I talk about the disease of leftism and you're about to see it in full display. Let's get that clip.
All right, let's talk a little more broadly about terror strategy, which is something you're directing for the White House. Most of the extremist-inspired attacks on the West we've seen in the last year or so have little or no material or operational connection to ISIS. Let's call it ISIS 1.0 versus 2.0. The new ISIS or these new attacks seem to be almost exclusively inspirational, imploring attackers in the West to use whatever they've got at their disposal to attack Westerners. And a lot of people say this isn't going to wane despite the imminent collapse of ISIS. How does your strategy deal with this?
Well, first things first, it jettisons the political correctness of the last 8 years, and we call the enemy for what it is. We don't say that they're unemployed people and we just need more jobs.
How does that actually stop an attack?
May I answer your question without being interrupted?
Go ahead.
Thank you. You cannot solve a problem unless you're allowed to talk truthfully about it. So we will call it radical Islamic terrorism. We will target the ideology, and we will call them out for being evil, and we will work with our Muslim partners. This is the crucial part. We are not here to invade other people's countries and occupy them. The president thinks that's fundamentally un-American. We are here to help those nations that share our values and share our interests and help them fight the fight, whether it's the Iraqis and Kurds in Iraq, whether it's the Egyptians in the Sinai, or whether it's our European allies that now have to deal with this very severe threat to their own countries.
Conventionally guided by...
Now, I want to stop it there for just a second. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson's show. That's Gorka giving an amazing answer. He's saying, look, we have to win a philosophical battle, a marketing battle. We cannot win that marketing battle unless we call this thing what it is. And he, as he used the term, we've jettisoned the political correct nature of what the previous administration had tried to set up or establish, the politically correct narrative, I should say, of the previous administration. And we are going to call Islamic terror what it is. We will identify it. We will work with nations that share our interests in order to say, we aren't going to nation build with you. You want to have whatever you have in terms of Islam, do it. Because what we know is something very simple, and the Saudis are starting to see this. You cannot survive monolithically. The Saudis and the Middle Eastern countries can't survive on just oil. We're transitioning over. Saudi Arabia now wants to become a place for tourism. How are you going to become a place for tourism when you beat women, you do vaginal mutilation, you stone women, you kill for with honor, what they call honor killings and so on, and you don't allow people to live their lives? If I come to Saudi Arabia, I have to follow Saudi Arabian tradition. Do I have to wear a hijab, blah, blah, blah? You know, the point is, they are all going to have to make this shift. And that shift is, you have to embrace the world. We've done it. That's why we're winning in this whole war, war of ideas. I don't mean it in a bad way, but it is a war of ideas. And so the United States wins in the war of ideas. That's the only thing that makes us better than everybody else, is because we've allowed all these ideas to come here, go to war, battle it out, and the best ideas rise to the top. And so Gork is explaining that by doing this and by showcasing that we are going to call it what it is, and we're going to get other people to do it and so on and so forth, we will win the battle when people no longer want to be associated with radical Islam. Then we start to win. Anyway, I want to continue with that clip, because I want you to hear the rest of this exchange, because this is where you start to see how the left are crazy people.
I don't understand how calling it by its name stops the attacks in Paris or in Belgium.
So if you, God forbid, caught cancer and the hospital was forbidden from calling it cancer and said, you have the flu, go home and hydrate and take some aspirins, would you actually have the right treatment?
No, but there's still no cure for cancer.
Sorry, but have you not heard of chemo?
I have heard of chemo, and it can still, and cancer can still kill you. So it doesn't matter what you call it.
But cancer can be, it doesn't matter what you call it, really. So if I call it the flu and say, go home and take some aspirin, what's going to happen?
Mr. Gorka, there must be a better response to that, right?
I want us to stop it there, because I want to actually talk a little bit about the meaning of what Gorka was saying, and these people arguing the bigger point. So Gorka says, if you go to the doctor and they misdiagnose you, and he used cancer as an example, but a misdiagnosis is a misdiagnosis. If you treat the wrong thing, do you solve the problem? And they pretend not to notice the bigger picture and then go into the idea, well, cancer, you can't cure cancer. Yes, you can. You can excise cancer. If I have skin cancer, a spot on my arm, and the guy goes, you have the flu, I'm going to look at him and go, exactly how does the flu relate to my skin cancer? I mean, this thing that looks like skin cancer. Trust me, Kevin, it's the flu. Go home. Don't worry about it until it kills you. There are some benign forms of cancer. I mean, they're malignant, but they're less aggressive than others. And I'll tell you what, let's use John McCain. What if John McCain had been told he has the flu? What do you think he'd be doing right now? Hey, I know we looked at this brain biopsy and it's crazy, but you know, you have the flu.
they pretend to miss the bigger picture. That's what's so disturbing. But I want to play the rest of it because it gets worse.
I asked you a very straightforward question. This
and
is
I asked you, I gave you a
else.
Very
you
simple answer. If you misdiagnose, anything,
right.
Whether it's a serious disease or an international geopolitical threat, you will never solve it.
Okay.
For the last 8 years, we've had an administration that say, oh, it's economic.
Let me just stop you for a second.
These people are disenfranchised.
Let's agree on,
no,
let's
it's
agree
not
on
about economics.
Let's
it's
agree
not about being
okay.
disenfranchised. It's about people who have an ideology that is evil and has to be destroyed.
Okay, so as opposed to operate.
So, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, Velshi goes on to say this. He says, we don't have to argue or debate a definitional agreement because he wants to move on. And he's completely wrong. Gorka is saying, yes, you do. You have to agree that misdiagnosing this problem is a major issue. Because that is the crux upon which I'm going to build, I should say, the foundation upon which I'm going to build my strategy. If you continue to ignore that radical Islam is radical Islam and you want to say, oh, it's because they don't have economic opportunity and all these other things, you downplay what we're saying. That's like saying, you know, the reason why, you know, people join gangs is because they don't have economic opportunity, but we're not going to call them gangbangers. We're going to call them disenfranchised young black men. There's a difference between a young black man who's out there working hard and trying to get a job and the one who joins a gang and is willing to hurt or kill you just because you happen to be coming through his neighborhood. And we can certainly call them gangbangers. So why is it you're unwilling to have the definitional, and that's a word nobody uses, but the definitional agreement that these are Muslim terrorists? And then they go into, well, it's lone wolf versus this. And Gorka, I didn't get to keep this clip, but he corrects him and says there's no such thing as a lone wolf. Yet again, more propaganda from the previous administration. Every attack that has been made in America by a so-called lone wolf has tentacles that go back to either ISIS, Al-Qaeda, or some of these radical Muslim groups and radical Islamic groups. Call it whatever you want. That is where these ties bind. And don't try to soft shoe this stuff. And I love that he's saying, I don't care what you guys say. This is what it is. This is the way we're going to be talking about it. And it isn't spin. And that, if we can't agree that going to the doctor and getting a misdiagnosis is not a good thing, then what are we doing talking to you people? See, this is why I tell you leftists are idiots of the highest order.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's Kevin Jackson Show. How do you deal with leftists who won't even admit that if you were to go to the doctor with cancer and the doctor misdiagnoses you with the flu, and they say, well, that's no big deal? I was just talking about Gorka and him using that analogy in calling Islamic terrorists what they are. It's the same thing that we experience every day, folks, with the left, where they say, don't call young black thugs, don't call Antifa terrorists who go out, or Black Lives Matter people who go out
and intentionally intimidate citizens of the United States expressing their First Amendment rights, don't bother dealing with those guys, you know, and calling them what they are. They're just friendly protesters. But they will mischaracterize you in a heartbeat. You are a Tea Party terrorist. They've gotten you so afraid to speak out on behalf of what you represent that people don't even want to be associated with the Tea Party. Let me tell you something. For all the chickens out there that run away from Tea Party, understand this. This warrior that you're listening to, I formed the Tea Party community, a Facebook-like site for conservatives. I proudly stand behind the Tea Party name, and I will practically guarantee you that within 2 years, you will join me in that effort. Because you'll understand the importance of not letting the left control the narrative. When are we going to stop it? You can't call... They stricken terrorists and certain names from the State Department under Barack Obama and then brought terrorists into your midst. Are you kidding? It's ridiculous that we allow this type of stuff to happen. They are liars, disingenuous to their core. And it would be different, folks, if you were lying about what you ate for lunch or where you were over, you know, the last 3 hours you were at the casino and you don't want to tell your significant other that you were gambling. I don't care. I mean, pick your lie. But when your lie impacts the republic, what people believe in their hearts, shame on you. The idea, and I keep coming back to some of these same concepts because I want to drive this point home. The idea that black people are too stupid to get a valid license or a valid ID to vote. That's a lie. But that's a lie that permeates a community that makes black people over time feel low. You dehumanize them. Why don't you just call black leftist monkeys if you want to say, oh, they can't get a license or whatever. Look, I don't have a whole lot of respect for black leftists. I think that they've squandered the opportunity that were laid before them by our forefathers like Martin Luther King and Shuttlesworth and many others, Malcolm X. But what I will tell you is they're not dumb. They may be stupid, but they're not dumb. They will follow the leftists, but they know that we as a race of people can do great things if we come together. Now, why do we not come together? That's a whole other dynamic, and I'm happy to discuss it. And for the record, any of the things that I say, you know, for people, oh, Kevin, that doesn't come out right. Well, then fine, I'm happy to clarify, but here's what else I'll tell you. I will debate my issues with anybody, anytime, anywhere. So bring it. I'd like to. Speaking of fake news and setting the wrong narratives and things like that, the New York Times had to retract the story on climate change. I touched on it yesterday, that they were forced to issue a correction after the much-hyped report on the Trump administration supposedly attempting to hide a climate change report that didn't live up to the expectations that Donald Trump claimed. Now, the reason why you don't have to hide any data on climate change is because all of the data on the left has been falsified, and you can just go find that. Go look at the doctors or the people, the climatologists who've looked at the data, and you'll find a litany of people who've been paid to say what they've been paid to say. You'll find no real evidence of man-made global warming or global catastrophe, yet they will hide their data. They won't tell you. We had to find their data the hardest way ever. If you want to know what we're willing to discuss, I will debate Bill Nye, the science fraud. I will debate any climatologist they put in front of me. And here's what I'll promise you, folks. I won't reference a single report. I'll just debate them with common sense. Call me the common sense debater. So, the New York Times claims that, oh, they're hiding this information. What, hiding what? What do they need to hide? That weather occurs?
Oh, this has happened and it's this much since recorded history.
What about unrecorded history? You have any data on that? What about the unrecorded history that you agree happened when Pangaea, the single continent, broke apart and formed what now constitute our continents? What about that? Was there a catastrophic event that occurred for that to happen? What did man have to do with it?
What's man got to do? Got to do it. It's so funny. Because that, if they wanted to go back to something, I'd say, I would literally just start there. I'd say, okay, so do we all agree in the science that we were all one continent at one point? Yeah. Okay, so something broke us apart.
Kevin, that was the tectonic plates and the volcanoes and all that. Do we still have volcanoes today? Are the tectonic plates still moving?
Because the thing that shifted this one giant continent all around the world and formed the tidal currents and what have you, which are changing all the time as well. But the thing that did that had nothing to do with man, and that had to be one of the most catastrophic things that could happen on the face of the planet. And we, even if we were on Earth, we have nothing to do with it. In fact, would you agree that the Earth is moving all the time as we sit on it? I'm not talking about spinning. I'm talking about moving. Because if you do understand that scientific fact, what I will tell you is there is nothing you can do to stop the San Andreas Fault from slipping. Whatever amount it slips, when it slips prior to an earthquake, or whatever shifting that is occurring currently, and you can go look at GPS from the 10 years ago, and they can tell you every place where the Earth has moved. We lose coastline every day. What's man got to do with that? Man builds houses along coastlines, and you know what the Earth does? It destroys them. It's no big deal. So I would love to debate these guys. Bring it. Bring your smartest people. And I'm only going to use common sense. And in fact, I'll make you a deal. I'll only ask 10 questions. I know, I've already tipped off a few. Anyway, the Times report made its front page on Tuesday because it alleged that President Donald Trump's White House was delaying the release of a climate change report that said U.S. activities have contributed to climate change. The report was based on conclusions from scientists from 13 government agencies. 13, wow.
That's pretty impressive.
13 government agencies. Well, it turns out it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. The Times quoted unnamed scientists who told them they were afraid Trump would suppress the report, which directly contradicts claims by President Trump and members of his cabinet. An article on Tuesday about a sweeping federal climate change report referred incorrectly to the availability of the report, the Times wrote in a correction at the bottom of its story. While it's not widely publicized, the report was uploaded by the nonprofit Internet Archive in January. It was not first made public to the New York Times. That's what their claim was, their disclaimer. The Times originally claimed that they had exclusively obtained the report, presumably through a government hacker, and were the first to report on it. However, it wasn't exactly true. In fact, the report had never been held in an unreleased status by the government and has been publicly available since last December. Scientists who worked on a report were quick to point that out, and even one took a veiled swipe at the Times by essentially alluding to the idea that they wanted to rush to judgment. Look, folks. The narrative's been set by the left. There's global climate change. They thought they jumped on something. Somebody quickly, you know, misread what they thought was a smoking gun, and then they went for it. And the very organization that said during the election, hey, you know what, we were unfair, we need to be more fair in understanding things and, you know, more judicious in our how we handle news, etc., is yet again promoting fake narratives. And when conservatives tell me, Kevin, you got to understand climate change, I go, let me explain something to you. You're a moron. If you believe, and I'm sorry to make you feel this way, because I don't like hurting people's feelings, but you're a moron if you believe that man is impacting the earth with respect to the climate or any of the big things that occur on a day-to-day basis. You're ridiculous if you believe that. You're full of yourselves.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.